Hi, this is Tony Robbins. Welcome to The Edge, the power to change now. Listen, this two CD set is designed to be an introduction to create momentum for you. It's part of our whole Get The Edge program, 7 days to change your life, where we really focus on how to transform every area of your life that we think matters most, and you probably do too. Your body, the level of energy, the shape, the feel of life that comes through the physical well-being. Your emotions, that sense of joy, happiness, strength, the ability to snap out of those things that stop you, like frustration or stress or overwhelm, and not through some positive thinking BS, but really with real skills. Your relationships, how to enhance that sense of intimacy that you have in the most important relationships of your life, how to really strengthen them so that that part of your life brings joy and not pain as it does for, unfortunately, so many people. Your finances, how do you really create that freedom, your sense of purpose and meaning in your life, and your ability to really enjoy? How's that for a giant promise? But I'll tell you something. We really have an opportunity here to make some progress and create some initial momentum that can move you in the direction that gets you the results that you're committed to. And I want to start out by just telling you here, I'm really here to deliver for you. In the next couple CDs, I want to begin a journey with you where hopefully you become good friends, and I have the privilege to become your coach. And I want to earn that. And I really want to first, though, thank you for the opportunity and the faith to at least grab one of these CDs instead of saying, what is this silly stuff? And saying, I'm going to at least listen and I'll judge my results. And that's all I ask of you. And I want to also start out right up front by telling you that I really believe, as silly as it may sound, we must be kindred souls because you're listening just like I did. This is where I started way back when I was 17 years old, when I was looking for answers. I didn't have any role models. I didn't have somebody to instruct me and show me the answers. And I got tired of trial and error learning. So I started thinking, you know what? Success leaves clues. I need to find people that have already succeeded and learn what are the steps, what's the blueprint to make those results happen in my own life. And I gotta tell you something, I've never stopped doing it. I still listen and feed my mind. I'm still always reading. I'm always feeding it because life is about growth. And if you're growing, you've got something you can give to others, and there's a sense of pride in your life, and there's nothing you face that you ever start to say, oh my God, how can I handle this? You may have your moments, but inside, you know you have not only the strength, but the skill to deal with whatever shows up, and not only deal with it, but ultimately triumph. Produce the kind of results you want, and get the level of joy that you want that comes from a life of true meaning. And by the way, the edge, when I talk about that, it's not the edge over other people. It's the edge in life. It's the edge within yourself. It's that mental, emotional edge. It's the skill edge. It's the edge of really unlocking what's already inside you that no one's going to give you. It's just waiting for you to tap into it. I'm talking about the life advantage, the advantage that allows you to see life and feel life from the peak, where you experience that joy and that passion, that juice for living, where your body feels that kind of energy, where you wake up in the morning, you can't wait to jump out of bed, and you don't want to go to bed at night because your life has so much that you enjoy. I want you to experience more of that. I'm sure you have some of that, or if you don't feel it right now, I can promise you, you will. And I can make that promise not through hyperbole, but I can make the promise because two things are true. Number one, I've done this with 3 million people, and there's nothing you've gone through that I haven't seen. And I can show you how to make the shift. Not because I'm so smart, but because I have to be an idiot at this stage not to see that there are patterns in human behavior. There are certain things that if you do them, you're going to feel extraordinary. And if you do other things, you're going to be depressed and frustrated and overwhelmed. And all you have to do is see those patterns, but most of us don't have that privilege because we're busy spending our life, you know, making a living. You know, we start out really young. We have all these ideas and dreams and this excitement for our life. And gradually that wanes, doesn't it? Because after a while, you get disappointed. You have some failures, quote unquote, some frustrations. People tell you, hey, you know, you're a bit naive to think this stuff could work out. Or lower your expectations. And the minute you do that, you've lost your life. What you have now is life as a job. Life is something that we go out and we do every day so we can start over and do it again instead of finding that juice that God gave us, that unique expression of ourselves that'll touch other people and make us feel like this life has a greater meaning than just the day-to-day stuff. So if you're listening to me right now, you're one of the few who do. You're not one of those people who settle. I know you can succeed at this because you made it through your pessimism, skepticism, you know, stuff that really kills our faith. You know, people tell me all the time, oh, I'm skeptical about this kind of stuff. You know, I'm pessimistic. I say, no, you're gutless. You know, you're scared. Tell the truth. You're afraid to get your hopes up. I got it. I've been there too. You're afraid to get excited about something and then have it not work because so often that happens. But certain things work. There are laws of life. If you live them, you'll get results. If you sow, you'll reap. And the reason they work is because they've been modeled from people that have already made it happen. Step-by-step things you do to be able to deal with real-life challenges and turn them around now. Step-by-step things you do to make sure you can enjoy the process while you're dealing with those inevitable challenges that we all have in our lives. You know, every journey, and this is a journey, I promise you, a great journey you've begun, but every journey begins with that first step. You know, the old adage they say, it's overused, but it's true. And the first step is listening. So if you got faith and you got the ability to take action, you have the ability to change anything in your life. And I don't know where you are right now. I don't know if you're in the most challenged time of your life or if you're in the victory period. But wherever you are, it can change with two things: consistent focus and consistent action. And I can promise you, I don't care how big the challenge is, you can turn it around. You know, at this stage of my life, I'm the guy that gets the call when the fire starts. You know, when all of a sudden the golfer had a 6-stroke advantage and he ended up losing by 4 strokes on national television. I mean, you don't want to get back up and go through that again. Or I get the call when a president is under fire and there's an impeachment hearing and somebody wants some strategy or conversation, or a couple is in a position where they're trying to figure out what to do because their son or daughter is suicidal. Or on the positive side, you know, a rock and roll group says, you know what, we're feeling burnt out, we're succeeding, we're doing our best, but we're not enjoying it. You know, you got the tools here to help us be fulfilled, step up and deliver, and it's a blast. Or I get people stop me every day to tell me these great stories of how they changed their body or their relationships or their finances, or they started a company. Or sometimes I get the call just to celebrate. I just received a call a few days ago from a man who called me up and said, listen, I've been using your stuff for years. I've gone to all your seminars, listened to all your tapes. I was struggling like crazy. And in 7 years, I built this company. And I just sold it for $120 million. I'd like you to come on my jet and celebrate with me. I thought, that's a nice call, right? But I've had so many experiences in so many different countries with so many different kinds of people. I mean, I've dealt with the kids in the South Bronx addicted to cocaine, and I've dealt with the top CEOs in Hollywood addicted to cocaine. I mean, people's challenges are the same no matter where you go in the world, whether it's Southeast London, Tasmania, or California. You're going to see that human beings are the same. We have different beliefs, we have different rituals, but we have some of the same challenges, and the solutions that work for human beings are the same worldwide. Now, initially, I took all the things I've learned from all the people I've worked with, and obviously, while I was quote-unquote supposedly teaching them, I was learning from them. I was applying it to myself, and I made huge changes in my body and my emotions and my relationships and my finances. But you know what? Whenever you make a change and you make things better, you feel great for a while, and then pretty soon there's another gap. There's a gap between where you are and where you want to be if you're healthy. Only people that are lying say, oh yeah, everything's perfect. How long does it stay like that? Because we always raise our standards. Because one of the needs we have as human beings is to grow. If you don't grow, you die. It's not about your body. It's not about the money. It's not about the weight. It's about discovering what you're really capable of and experiencing that feeling of aliveness. And you can't have that unless you realize there's a gap. So if things are going really great in your business, usually, you know, your kids are not getting enough attention. And you feel bad about it, but oh, what are you doing? You got to handle it, right? Or if things are great with your kids, you're not taking any time for your own body. Or you're taking time for your body and you don't have time with your spouse. It's the nature of a human being that whatever we focus on, we'll tend to get more of. If you focus on problems, you'll get more of them. If you focus on how to make something better, it'll get better if you really act on that focus. But we don't usually have a systematic way of looking at each of the areas of life that are most important. And in fact, most of us focus on things that aren't important. We make them too important. You know, I really believe that people in life are usually stressed simply because they're focusing on things and giving enormous energy to things that don't really matter that much. You know, we focus on to get all upset. And have you ever done that? I sure have myself. So upset about something, all the emotion. And you know what? 6 months from now, you don't even remember it. Maybe even 6 days from now, sometimes an hour from now. But you don't take the time to focus on the things that matter, like your body or your relationship or, you know, what's happening with your kids or your connection with God. Or, hey, you know, what do I really want for my life instead of keep doing the same stuff over and over and over again and trying to do it more and harder, even though you're not fulfilled? See, most people are afraid to look at what's missing. But you know what? The moment you can figure out what's missing, it won't be missing anymore, because you can get a system, you can start to focus on it, you can start to move towards it, and you can achieve anything you put the focus and action into. Anything anybody else has ever made happen, you have the same resources, you have the same nervous system. Some of us are bigger or stronger, some of us have more background in one thing, greater education. But you know what? Those limits are not the real limits. The limits are the limits of our psychology, our mindset, our beliefs. and the feelings we have about them. If you believe that this is it, this is the best life's going to get, you're right. And if you believe, you know what, I don't care how bad it's been, I don't care how many times I've tried this doesn't work, this is going to do it, and I'm going to take action every day until I find the way, you will. And all you have to do is look around in life and see the examples of that everywhere. It's not people's background that makes them successful. It's their psychology. It's their mindset. It's do they have a way of consistently focusing on something, obsessing about something that's so important to them, and are they willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen versus talk about it? See, everybody's got a story about why they can't have what they want. And I'm here to tell you the only thing that stops us, and I'm not telling you, I've done this so many times, so I'm not pointing the finger, trust me. But the only thing that ever stops us from getting what we really want is the story we have about why we can't have it. And we all come up with those stories. So part of what we want to do is get rid of the stories, come up with the plans that are proven because they're based on people that have already succeeded at the highest levels, and then let you tweak it to your own style. You don't have to be crazy and insane like me. I know at times I want to talk too fast and I might be a little obnoxious. I don't mean to be. I really want to serve. But I got to do anything I can to get through to you because I really know what's possible. If you're at the top, you're not there. There's another level, and you're not going to be happy till you find it. Maybe it's a level of joy. You're the top of the money, or you're the top of your career, or you're the chairman of the company, but there's some new adventure awaiting you. And unless you keep finding it, life doesn't feel like life. It feels like a job. It feels like something you got to do. And there's nothing worse than feeling like you got to do versus you get to do. Life is a get to. And we so often convince ourselves it's a got to, and we wonder why we're not so happy. I mean, we are constantly responding to the demands of the environment and rarely taking the time to decide what we really want. And whenever you react to stimulus, you're not in control. And when you're not in control, you're not going to stay happy. Because listen, a measure of your self-esteem comes down to one simple thing. Do you feel like you control events or events are controlling you? And I'll tell you what, it's so easy to get sucked in. And I've done it myself, and I've done it even when I've known these tools. I mean, this is not something you figure out one time and then all of a sudden it's all perfect. It's like muscle. You don't get muscle by going to the gym once. You develop a system of working out on a regular basis. And after a while, working out is fun. I mean, you look forward to it. It's your time. You know, if there's anything missing in our lives, it's time with ourselves, thinking about not problems, but what we're grateful for, thinking about what we want, creating the plan to make it happen, creating the juice of our lives, stopping and taking in what already is great, because you can't build on failure, you can only build on success. But if you do that once in a while you feel pretty good. If you got a system for doing it, that's what'll change your life. So part of what triggered me to do this is years ago, I said, you know, I gotta have my hour of power. I gotta have at least 15 minutes for fulfillment. I gotta have that short time, the first time in the morning, to set myself up for success, because rarely does a great idea interrupt you. You know, rarely does beauty just suddenly surround you and engulf you. You have to stop and notice and appreciate it. You got to seek it out. You got to schedule it. You know, everybody talks about things. And I tell people when they plan their life, I said, you know, talk's cheap. You talk about it, it's a dream. When you start to envision things, it gets exciting. When you start to get a plan, it's possible. But when you schedule it, it's real. So part of the power of this Get the Edge program, and I know really what you've got here is, you know, the first two CDs, the edge, so to speak, because we wanted to create an introduction for you. You know, so many people watch me on television and they go, oh yeah, there's that guy with the big teeth again. Oh yeah, trying to sell me something. And they don't know what the value is in their life of setting up a simple process of really doing three things. Getting yourself to focus and clarify exactly what you want. As simplistic as that sounds, wherever focus goes, energy flows. And what you're going to learn in this process, even in these first two CDs, is how to set yourself up so that your mind, your emotions are aligned. So part of what I want to do and part of what will make this successful for you is just starting to give yourself this commitment of a little time to yourself. The second thing we're going to do is give you some tools. And what Get the Edge as a whole is about is the tools for each area of your life, your body. And these aren't tools that I just made up. They're the things I've modeled from the most successful people in the world.